Okay, so welcome to the Kli Yakar Parshas Emor. Wanted to do tonight a Kli Yakar, which is not only timely for the Parshas HaShavua, but also relevant for this time of year. So as we know, Parshas Emor contains with it the Parshas HaMoados, the discussion of the various Yom Tovim that are on the Jewish year. So in Perek Chof Beis, Posek Tes Zayin, the Torah describes the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and it says that on the 50th day, Bikravtem Mincha Chadosh Shel Hashem. On the 50th day, which is Shavuos, you should bring a quote-unquote Mincha Chadosh, a new flower offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does it mean that you have to bring a new flower offering? It means that you bring a flower offering that comes from the new grain. In other words, that's the carbon that comes from the new crop of grain that's growing that year. But it's an interesting turn of phrase. The better way to have said a carbon mincha that comes from the new grain would be the kravtem mincha min hachadosh lashem, right? Or mincha min hatfua hachadosha. Right, mincha chadosh. It's not that the mincha is new. That seems to imply there's something new about the karba. It's the grain that goes into the karba, not the karba itself is new. So, right, the Kli Yakar, the usage of the term mincha chadosha is deliberate. Siman liyom matan Torah. The term mincha chadosha is appropriate because of the fact that Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah. Ki atara tzricho lios chadosha eitzel ha'odom b'chol yom ki ilu hayom kiblo mehar Sinai. Torah always has to have the sense of novelty that's associated with it. Torah also always has to feel like it's something new, like something you got today. You know, we don't have this impression of same old, it's the same old thing all over again. So mincho chadosha, according to the Kli Yakar, al derech hadrush, means a mincho which celebrates the idea of hischadshus. A mincha which celebrates the idea of novelty, which is the idea that Matan Torah and that the Yontif of Shavuos are ultimately supposed to represent. Then he launches into the following. Mashalo nizkar batar b'feirish ki yom zeh Matan Torah. Now it's very interesting. Whenever the Torah talks about Shavuos, it never identifies Shavuos as being the day on which the Torah was given. Right? So it's a Yom HaBikurim. It's the day of first fruits. It's a yontif of kosir, of the reaping. But that which to us is the most important aspect of Shavuos, the fact that Shavuos is the day of Mount Torah, is never mentioned in the Torah. Interesting. V'chein lo nizkar b'tar b'feirish ki Rosh Hashanah hu yom din. In a similar sense, we never find the Torah talking about Rosh Hashanah as being a day of judgment. And again, to us, if you ask us, you know, what's the most basic element of the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, we say it's Judgment Day. No, Hinei Yom Adin. And yet, there isn't a clue in the Chumash itself to the idea that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. So how do you make sense of the absence of these two elements from Chumash about two of the most basic holidays that are on the Jewish calendar? Ultimately, the reason Rosh Hashanah is not referred to as the Yom Adin, and the reason that Shavuos is not referred to as the holiday of Matan Torah is the same reason. And he references one of his other svarim. Shal Matan Torah lo rotzel Hashem lahagbil Yom Yodua. Hashem did not want to limit the notion of Kabbalah's HaTorah to a specific day. A person has to view every day as being Matan Torah. It's not just supposed to be Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah. That may be true historically that it's the day of Matan Torah, but to single out Shavuos as being the day of Matan Torah is in a sense to divorce all of the other days from Matan Torah. Mashlad Ma'adar Adama, this is also in Yonah D'Yoma, right? It's another Yontif on the Jewish calendar coming up this Sunday, the Hainu Mother's Day, and no, that's not really on the Jewish calendar, but you know, one of the common refrains that's often heard regarding a Mother's Day is, you know, it doesn't make sense to designate a specific day as Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day, right? Why should it be just one day is Mother's Day? No, it's Mother's Day. I have to be nice to my mother. Tomorrow is not Mother's Day. I don't have to be nice to my mother, right? So, you know, whatever you think about Mother's Day, one way or the other, but the Kliyoker is using that same kind of logic when it comes to Shavuos being the day of Matan Torah. What do you mean Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah? To make too much of a big deal about that is to downplay the importance of every day being Matan Torah. That's what he's saying, is the very idea, this is the tie-in. That's the very idea of Mincha Chadosha. In other words, every day I'm supposed to view the Torah as being something new and being novel, as something that's been given to me today. To over-associate it with a particular day is to de-emphasize it when it comes to all the other days.
Say the same thing about Pesach. Everybody, according to the PST, would meet up in this way at all times. I'm not sure about Pesach to emphasize that one, but it's supposed to, it's the front page that you're supposed to get it as the experience of the whole year.
Right, so it's a good question. So how is this different than Pesach? I mean, Pesach, clearly we know there's a mitzvah, Sipur Yetziyat Mitzrayim on Pesach, which is unique to Pesach, despite the fact that there's a mitzvah, Zechiras Yetziyat Mitzrayim, that applies every single day. So, you know, why can't you say the same thing over here? Okay, this is the Yantav of Matan Torah, but there's every day, there's a, you know, there's a mitzvah of connecting to Torah as well. I think one of the differences might be that on Pesach, there's a specific Maisa Mitzvah that's unique to Pesach. So in other words, the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or indeed many Mitzvahs, you know, all the Mitzvahs, Matzah, Morah, Dalkosis, Karban Pesach, you know, the Daraisis, the Dirabonos, all of those Mitzvahs are uniquely tied to Pesach. Now it's true, they have relevance to the rest of the year, but by intensifying it once during the year, that's supposed to have, as you said, a hashpah, an influence on the rest of the year. There is no Maisa Mitzvah that's unique to Shavuos. The Maisa Mitzvah that symbolizes Matan Torah is Lima Dat Torah. So how could you have, you know, I could have a holiday that's devoted to telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I guess what the Kliyoker is saying is, how can you have a holiday that's Torah Learning Day? What do you mean? Every day is Torah Learning Day. Right? So, you know, it's that which I think is the difference between Shavuos and Pesach. You know? I'm sorry?
It could be more intense that day than other days.
Well, I think he's saying no. In other words, look, I mean, we all know experientially that there are some days where we learn more Torah, some days where we learn less Torah, some days it's more intense, some days where it's less intense. But to legislate that is impossible. In other words, to say that this is supposed to be a day of intensive Limud HaTorah is by extension to say that all the other days are not supposed to be as intense the day of Limud HaTorah. To the extent to which V'Hagisa V'Yom V'Laila, how could you ever, you know, single out a particular day as being the day of Limud HaTorah, or even of great Limud HaTorah?
So being
Shuvah,
right? Shuvah
is all year round. That's actually interesting. It, depending on which Rishonim you hold like, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was simply not mekabel the Shuvah of a Yachid during the rest of the year. And not everybody holds that way, right? But there is a Gemara that seems to imply that way, and many Rishonim seem to hold that way, some of our Piyutim seem to hold that way, that basically, unless you're being engaged in Tshuva as part of the Tzibur, the only time that your Tshuva can really be Mekubeles properly as a Yachid is during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So, again, we don't like to say this because it's a little bit scary, but on a certain level, maybe Tshuva is something that only applies in its fullest sense during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But, you know, other than Tisha B'Av, I don't think anyone ever says there's a day that's off, you know, of Limud HaTorah. You know, Limud HaTorah is something which is constant. So he writes, a person has to view Torah as something that he's receiving every day. Ki be'emes omru chazal shatar nimshulo ledad. Chazal say that the Torah is like a breast. When the child is nursing from the breast, he always finds something new and enjoyable in his nursing. If you learn Torah, you'll always find something new in Torah. Ein beis hamedrash b'lo chiddush. You know, there's always something new and novel that you can find in Torah. So every day should be characterized by that novelty. Okay, dinu. That's why a person should feel every single day as if the Torah was something that he received today from Har Sinai. So therefore, if you're a student of Torah, every day is the day of Matan Torah. So therefore, how can we say that this is the day of Matan Torah? This is Torah day, when really, you know, every day is Torah day. You can't set aside a certain day and say that this is the day of Limud HaTorah. V'alkein amru chazal shu divrei Torah chadashim alecha v'lo shudav kedavar yashon shelibo shalalim katzpo shereb emes hatamosi bo dvar chidish b'choyom b'yom. That's why chazal say that you should always see Torah as being something new, not as something old, because indeed, when you learn Torah properly, you always find a dvar chidish within Torah every single day. The truth is this idea that you're supposed to try to find something new in Torah every time that you learn it is a tremendous I think you're speaking personally, it's a tremendous source of chizuk, you know, for a person in life, because one of the hardest things we have as we get older is to find that spark, that sense of novelty. When you're young, you know, everything is new, everything is exciting. The older you get, sometimes it's very easy to fall into a rut, to fall into a regular way of doing things. And sometimes that can be very depressing, you know, when a person feels that, you know, I've just been doing the same thing, running the same rat race, you know, for however many years.
So what does Mincha Chadasha mean exactly?
A new korban.
No, I know, but what does it mean? Like?
Right, so he's saying that it means that that you're finding, it's a mincha that speaks to the idea of novelty, celebrates the notion of novelty. So in life, when a person feels that they're getting into a rut, when they feel like it's just the same old thing over and over and over again, there never seems to be anything new.
Not a different kind of mincha.
Correct.
Same right. Mincha, but in a new way.
Correct. Yeah. So when a person feels in life that they're getting into a rut, you know, when everything, you know, it's the same old. So how do you deal with that kind of situation? A person should turn to Torah. But Shadavka try to learn the Torah in such a way so that he's coming at it from a new perspective, you know, to try to learn new svarim, to try to, you know, learn new mesechtas, to try to learn the mesechtas in a different way, different peirushim. As the person has to say, okay, you know, I've been doing things in this way, you know, let me think about how to do things in a different way. That gives the person a certain chiyus, a certain enjoyment, you know, and can give him the koach to deal with some of the difficult things that life throws one's way. So the closest the Torah ever comes to spilling the beans that Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Matan Torah is this phrase Mincha Chadasha, right? The Mincha which celebrates the idea of novelty, which is part and parcel of Limud HaTorah, right? So ironically, even the very time that, according to the Kli Yakar, the Torah speaks about or hints at the idea that the Torah is somehow associated with the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it does so in a backhanded fashion by saying that Torah is something that should always be new, every single day, and shouldn't be limited to a particular day during the year.
Now, when is the Shavuos celebrated?
What is the
Sukkot,
Passover, Sukkot is by the clouds of glory,
oh.
Right? And Shavuos is the approximately the time of year when we got the Torah. I mean, the Gemara indicates we got the Torah on the 7th of Sivan. Now, historically, Shavuos could come out on the 5th or the 6th or the 7th of Sivan, depending on, you know, how long the months of Nisan and Iyar had been. You know, they varied, you know, in the time when they were sanctifying the months based on the viewing of the new moon. So the lengths of Nisan and Iyar varied. So Shavuos, theoretically, which was always the 49th, you know, the 50th day after of the Omer, Shavuos could theoretically be on the 5th or the 6th or the 7th of Sivan. One way or another, it was always either on or around the time that the Torah was given.
Well, with these great different korbanos and the simple.
Yeah. If you look at the Chumash, the Chumash talks about the different sacrifices that people are not shivulous. Right. So one of the sacrifices is a good lead-in. One of the sacrifices that was brought on shivulous, which was only to shivulous, was the shtei halechem, two loaves of bread, which were chametz, which were brought as a that's the mincha chadasha. That's the new meal offering, the new grain offering, which was brought on shivulous, and it's striking that the shtei halecha were from chametz. I mean, b'derech klal, normally the menachos is supposed to be matzah, right? It's unusual that a mincha would be made up of chametz. So he comments, v'hoyu b'shtei halechem ha-chametz asher ha-yitzahar nimshol bo. Chametz, as we know, we spoke about this early in the Kli Yachar, chametz is compared to the yitzahara. Ki b'loshen chazal u'nikro sa'ar sh'b'yisa. Chazal referred to the Yitzhahara as the sourdough within the dough, in other words, that which causes the dough to ferment. Says beautifully, where there's Torah, the Yitzhahara can't penetrate. The Yitzhahara can't harm us. So in other words, on Shavuos, which is the day of Matan Torah, you can even make the menachos out of chametz. You can even bring the Yitzhahara there. The Yitzhahara is not going to bother you when the Torah is present. Kamru Azal, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barasi Yitzhahar, Barasi Lo Tavlin. I've created the Yitzhahar, but created an antidote for it. Tahayu HaTorah. V'omale HaYitzhahar Lo Haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Morid HaTorah Min HaLiyonim Lo Tachtonim. The truth is, the only reason that God allowed the Torah to be brought from the celestial realm down here into earth is because of the Yitzhahar, to provide an antidote to the Yitzhahar. Ki b'tayna zon yitzach HaKadosh B'moshe Rabbeinu et HaMalachim. כשאמר לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא חמר גנוז ויש לך יתרוס ולתנא ועוסף אדם וישב להם משה כלום יש יצהר ביניכם. משה רבינו is only able to convince the malachim, to allow God to give us the Torah, by saying, look, we have a yitzhar, we need the Torah. You malachim lack a yitzhar, you don't need the Torah. So ultimately, it's the existence of the yitzhar that, you know, prompts the Ribbono Shel Olam to give the Torah to mankind. Rasulama Shahya Sarbu Tara Tarla Tahtonim Kadeshilitang Lam Tablam Yitzhahara Karfohem, the Malik Hesronam, the Khaknam are Khamates Tayofena, right? That's why the Shtei Halecha made from Khamis to show us that ultimately in the presence of Torah, the Yitzhahara has no chance. You know, it's interesting, Chazal saying Bava Basra that the Yitzhahara the Malachamovis are synonymous with one another. Who Yitzhahara, who Satan, Malach HaMavis, and Chazal tell numerous stories of David HaMelech, of various different Amoraim, who were able to ward off the Malach HaMavis by virtue of learning Torah. In other words, you know, the Malach HaMavis was only able to get them when, for whatever reason, they stopped learning Torah for a few moments. So that idea fits in very beautifully with what the Kli Yachar is saying over here. In other words, Torah creates a protective shield such that the Yitzhahara / Malach HaMavis is unable to penetrate. Hence, bring on the Chametz on Shavuos. You know, it's not going to be able to make a Roshem. It's not going to be able to make to penetrate, being that Shavuos is the Yantiv that's associated with Limud HaTorah. So you'll ask me, well, if every put the two Kli Yachars together, if every day is a day of Limud HaTorah, so then shouldn't Chametz always be allowed to the Menachos? I guess something symbolic like this, you know, you can still tie to a specific day during the course of the year. V'zeatam, it's for this reason as well, Gam ken he'elem yom din shel Rosh Hashanah. Kli Yachar started off with two questions. How is it that the Torah never mentions Shavuos as the day of Matan Torah? How is it that the Torah never mentions Rosh Hashanah as the day of the Yom HaDin? Right? That it's the day of judgment. It's actually somewhat analogous to what Harry wrote out before. A person might say, well, if Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, so a few days before Rosh Hashanah, I'll start getting myself in order. Right, how many of us, when we went to school, you know, the teacher says the essay is going to be due, the report's going to be due in 3 weeks, So the night before, you know, you start throwing the report together. No, that wasn't how you did it. Okay, all right. It's just me. Maybe I'm projecting. I don't know. But not just the night before, you know, on the train on the way to school, you know, that day, right? But you know, a human tendency is when you know that there's a deadline which is somewhere far in the future, so you procrastinate. So if the Torah would share with us that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, so we start thinking about doing tshuva, maybe erev Rosh Hashanah, right? Which unfortunately the truth is not always so far off, you know, that attitude that sometimes we delay doing tshuva until very close to Rosh Hashanah is a very common attitude. But that's wrong. Yedama b'nafsho kilu b'chol yom v'yom Hashem yoshev al kiso ha-mishpah. Person should feel that every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on his throne ready to judge. U'mispakir pin koso. And God is going over his notebook, you know, to see how the person is doing. So every day should be a day on which you do tshuva. Why? Because the Yom HaDin on a certain level is every day. Right? The same way that you can't say that there's a certain day which is the day of Limud HaTorah, of Matan Torah, you can't identify certain days being the Yom HaDin because on some level every day is the Yom HaDin. An opinion in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that indeed a man is judged every day. A person is judged every morning, every single second indeed. The Mosei Das, again, those who have proper wisdom understand that by not identifying certain days with certain concepts, the Torah wants to instill in us the idea that these concepts apply every single day. Now again, obviously at a certain point, the oral tradition reveals to us that Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. And we do treat ourselves differently on those days. I think the point that the Kli Yakar is saying is that as much as there's, you know, a certain emphasis on these days, and that's okay, and that's good, and that's not so different from Pesach in the end of the day, there's always supposed to be a counterbalance, meaning, you know, both approaches are correct. The approach that we need to single out certain days in order to focus on a certain idea, because that's human nature. You know, if we say you do something every day, so it doesn't have as much power as focusing it on a certain day of the year. But at the same time, the Torah deliberately doesn't want to label these days as having these special qualities, because the Torah does want to instill in us the second perspective, namely that tshuva and limud haTorah are things that are always appropriate. Introspection and learning are things that a person should be doing all the time. And, you know, you shouldn't just wait till Rosh Hashanah to do tshuva, you shouldn't just wait till Shavuos to engage in limud haTorah. You know, you need to think of every day as being on a certain level a mini Shavuos and a mini Matan Torah in that sense as well. Just to add to this a little bit, you know, the Ramo, we talked about the Ramo before, right? The Ramo's Yahrzeit site was today, so Lag BaOmer. The Ramo gives a famous explanation for the minute to eat milchiks on Shavuos. Says the Ramo, the reason we eat milchiks on Shavuos is to force us to bring two loaves of bread to the table. Normally you always make hamotzi on Yom Tov on two loaves, but you don't necessarily have to eat both of the loaves. This way, if you have, the way the Ramo understands the minhag, first a milchik part of the meal. So the bread you're going to have with the milchik part of the meal is one loaf. And then in the same meal, you serve fleishik, so the bread you're going to have with the fleishik part of the meal is the second loaf. So you end up having shtei lechem, you have two loaves of bread to correspond to the shtei halechem, which were the carbon that was brought on Shavuos. Again, not everybody holds that that's the reason we have milchiks on Shavuos, but that's the Ramah's understanding of the minhag. So perhaps something to think about, just putting the Kli Yakar together with the Ramah, is that the whole idea of shtei halechem is symbolizing the idea that Torah has this koach to protect us from the Yetzer Hara. So if you put all of that together, you know, an important kavanah perhaps to have in mind when we sit down. Again, we at home follow the minhag HaRamah in this regard. You know, we have the cheesecake first, and then you know, we bring out the fleishiks in order to have the shtei alechem, the zecher to the shtei alechem. But for those who do that, you know, so perhaps an important kavana to have in mind is that, you know, when we maskir the shtei alecha, what we're really reminding ourselves of is the incredible power that Torah has to protect us against sin, against the Yetzirah, and to remind us that that's, besides all the other benefits that Limud HaTorah has, it keeps us out of trouble, you know, in a very, very real sense, and that's a very powerful koach that we associate with Limud HaTorah.